From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm True Quinn, filling in for Janae Darden. My guest this week is queer artist and teacher Crystal Vibula. Hi, Crystal.
Hi.
Thank you for being here today.
Yeah, no problem.
Crystal Vibula is a San Francisco-based queer artist and educator. They're working on a two-story mural outside of Jolene's on Harrison Street in San Francisco. But right now, we're going to hear their recommendations for three arts events happening this week in the Bay. My heart's so pain for you. Your first pick is a new exhibit called Drawing Now, Dynamic New Visions Through Drawing in the Bay Area at Babe Lab Gallery in Oakland. Opening night is this Friday at 7 p.m. Can you tell us a little bit about this event?
So it's a collection of a lot of Bay Area drawers, and the two people that I know in the show are Diego Gomez, who's an incredible queer artist. He's also a performer. He performs as Trangela Lansbury, a drag performer, and he does a lot of comic book drawings, and he's also a teacher at City College in the fashion department. And then the second artist I know in it is Jessie J, and she does a lot of erotica drawing, and I just think she's fantastic too.
Have you had the chance to work with any of these artists?
I've worked on same projects as Diego, but we haven't done a collaboration. And Jessie J, I've been talking to a little bit about starting a San Francisco collage collective, because she also does a lot of collage work, and so do I. It hasn't happened yet, but I think it will.
On the horizon.
Yes.
That's an art opening happening at Babe Lab Gallery in Oakland called Drawing Now, Dynamic New Visions Through Drawing in the Bay Area, happening this Friday at 8 p.m. Your next pick is an all-ages event called Generations at the Laundry in San Francisco this Saturday. So there'll be arts, craft, music, dance. Can you tell us a little bit more?
Yeah, so there's going to be bands and performers. I'm going to do a short dance piece in the projections of one of my collages, wearing one of my floral headdresses in the costume of a deity from Genera. And then there's also going to be people selling vintage and handmade jewelry and art. I think it'll be really fun.
I see that KPOO's DJ, Rockin' Jim, is going to be there too. Do you know who that is?
I don't know who that is.
He plays every Monday night, and he has a show called Grinders Grooveyard, and he plays strictly LPs from the 50s and 60s.
Ooh, awesome.
It's so good. And do you know anything about the title Generations?
I know that it is all ages, and they have performers that are all ages.
Yeah, I noticed that they have a few musical acts, and one is kind of like a younger folk alt-country group, and then there's also the Venus Conspiracy, which is a 30-woman vocal ensemble.
Yeah.
Have you seen any of those groups perform before?
Yeah, I've seen Conspiracy of Venus before. My friend Jesse Waltz is in it, and yeah, they're very beautiful.
That's Generations, an all-ages evening of art, music, dance this Saturday at 5 p.m. at the Laundry in San Francisco. Okay, so your last pick is a fairly well-known event, but let's never forget Folsom Street Fair.
Oh, yeah.
That's happening this Sunday all day. And it's always the last Sunday in September, and it's been almost 35 years since this started.
That's amazing. I think Folsom Street Fair is an important part of San Francisco culture, celebrating the BDSM community, and it's an important part of queer culture in San Francisco. And I think it's nice that it still happens.
Folsom Street Fair feels like a San Francisco institution, and for me, it feels very regular. But I know when people like first come into San Francisco, they're just completely shocked by all the nakedness.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, how do you feel about that?
I actually was really sad when Scott Wiener pushed the nudity ban, because I feel like it's part of queer culture in San Francisco, and this is a place that was created to make people feel comfortable, and I'm glad that Folsom Street Fair can still happen, because it's sad to see parts of San Francisco culture be erased because people are afraid that it's not palatable for everyone. And I think that the nudity ban was trying to do that.
Well, long live Folsom Street Fair then.
Yay!
That's Folsom Street Fair happening this Sunday in San Francisco. I've been speaking with queer artist and educator Crystal Vivola. You can check out their mural in Clarion Alley and soon enough a two-story mural outside of Jolene's Bar in the Mission District in San Francisco. For more details on that or any of the events you heard about today, check us out online at kalw.org, where you can also subscribe to our podcasts. Sights and Sounds is engineered by Tarek Fuda. I'm Truk Nguyen.